Attacks like these have sent shockwaves through global oil markets. Dozens of oil and gas facilities have been targeted and damaged by Iran's retaliation, including fields, refineries, storage, and ports. And as fuel prices have soared worldwide, here in the U.S., the price at the pump hit $4 a gallon, the highest level since 2022. The national average up more than a dollar since before the war began.
President Trump will make a deal. He is willing.
Secretary Hegseth said talks were ongoing and gaining strength despite Iran's public denials. But he said the U.S. was prepared to ramp up the war if Iran didn't yield to U.S. demands.
We don't want to have to do more militarily than we have to. But I didn't mean it flippantly when I said, in the meantime, we'll negotiate with bombs.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Dan Kane, added that the U.S. military campaign was increasingly limiting Iran's ability to replace what had been destroyed.
We remain focused on interdicting and destroying the logistical and supply chains that feed these programs. And this remains a truly joint effort prosecuted around the clock from air, land, sea, space, and cyberspace.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard hit back today with a new threat, saying it will soon target U.S. companies in the region, including Google, Apple, Intel, and Boeing.